Former Presidents George H. W. Bush and Bill Clinton are touring Asian countries ravaged by the tsunami last December. Today in Thailand, they were described as close to tears as they met villagers who'd lost loved ones. Reporter Dwali Sai Khao Tao recently visited the Thai resort of Phuket and has this update.
This is a scene that plays out in several camps for displaced people in southern Thailand. Children, some naked and barefoot, run and play on the barren grounds of this camp called Ban Muang. While adults search for jobs, children are left on their own with limited supervision. Hundreds of Thai families have been living here since the tsunami hit. Most are from Ban Nam Khen, a village where half the population of more than 5,000 was killed. Dwamrudi Onyong lived and worked in that village. She's a 25-year-old mother of three young boys and today lives with her family in a narrow one-room wood and metal shelter.
Many people stay here.
Bamboo mats serve as a floor. The front and back door are the only openings in the small room. Inside, donated clothes, blankets, and small kitchen items are scattered in the corners. It's everything she owns. Dwamrudi says until new government housing is finished, possibly by next month, she can't do much about the noise.
She's very lucky. Many friends of her die and children is die.
More than 900 Thai children have been orphaned by the tsunami. Thailand's Interior Ministry says 5,395 bodies have been recovered. Nearly 3,000 more people are listed as missing and presumed dead. At least half of the dead were tourists. The task of identifying bodies is far from complete. Thai Police Colonel Somchai Ratanaappa is one of the on-site coordinators at the Phuket Repatriation Center, where bodies of foreigners have been transferred to from various Thai identification centers.
This is the containers shipped from Norway to Phuket Airport. And these are the containers that has the body freeze inside the containers.
Somchai describes the process of identifying a body.
So we move the body down here for the pathologist to check the cause of death. First we do the fingerprint. We might have to cut skin of the finger, clean it, and then make a printing.
The Disaster Victim Identification Center announced this week that it has released more than 300 foreign bodies to families, and it said it may take another 4 months to process all the rest. 43. Since the center started operating last month, an average of 40 bodies have been processed daily. The DVI work is physically and mentally grueling. Grant Edgar is a member of the Australian DVI team. He says it's difficult to switch off his emotions, but he does what he has to do to get the job done. Taking a short break from transferring bodies, he stands in the tropical heat, sweat dripping from his face. Edgar says the work is satisfying.
It may sound a little bit morbid, but we get quite a buzz out of each body that we actually identify. It enables us to send a body home to somebody, wherever it be around the world, and we can have some sense of satisfaction that we're helping people close part of their life and have closure over this event.
While foreign DVI teams identified tourists, Thai DVI teams say they have identified more than 1,700 Thais. One Thai doctor says the workers are anxious to finish their job so that as many families as possible can find some peace of mind. For NPR News, I'm Dwahli Sai Khao Tao.